We detest them.
The song says it, and then we're going to
okay. Good morning. Today's stuff is about Ted Sani. And we are holding in the middle of this sugya as to what the status of mashkin are. This was all brought on by the sugya that we had in the Mishnah, Legabe Tuma, Erchel being Matame Erchel, and we said Erchel is Matame through mashkin. And we came to question whether the halacha is bichlal, that there's such a thing as Tumas Mashkin, as we'll see, which is what our sugya will be today. But we ended up yesterday explaining the machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in terms of what the din is of Tumas Mashkin. Can Mashkin be metame other things, mini raisa, or not? So if you hold Tumas Mashkin, the tame acherim is the raisa, so as Rabbi Yossi does, so then ain't nothing ami, you come up over here with the Tumah D'oraisa. But if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that Mashkin, or Metame Acherim only min Rabbanan, and so therefore we come to bring a raya that an Isra, a Tumah D'Rabbanan is also mutter to be Metame D'oraisa, in which case in our Mishnah you can take a Pesach, take Truma that is actually Tahor, and it's only Aser min Rabbanan, because it's Bishar Shishis. And nonetheless, the halacha would be that you would be allowed to be metamiyat mashenkin if you hold that tumas mashkin is the araisa. So how can you bring a raya from a case where there's a iser already that exists with the araisa? Now there's a tumah that exists with the araisa to shal shishis, which is only an iser drabon, and therefore a gyosi time at the Rabbi Meir. I don't understand how you're comparing the sugya of tahar to a sugya of tamei. That was the last thing that we learned, and we saw yesterday that Rabbi Meir's opinion is indeed, in the middle of bringing the makar for the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in the sugya of mashkin. So far we learned yesterday the bright at the beginning of the bright that it's sofik mashkin the tame. Rabbi Meir holds that if there's a sofik as to whether these mashkin became tame, then the din of the chumrah of safek tumah, if it's brishus ayachid, kicks in, and therefore they will be tame. But a safek as to whether those mashkin were metame other things, which is a safek derabona, there's no din of safek derabona and also being tame vadai brishut ayachid. That derabona will never go easy. Divi Rabbi Meir. V'chein haya Rabbi Elazar, omer kedvarav. Rabbi Elazar also said the same as Rabbi Meir, apparently, that there's tuma atzma midiraisa and tumas acherim matame acherim is min arbona. That's what it seems to be saying. That Rabbi Elazar agrees across the board with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now Rabbi Yehuda says lakol tame. So if you have a suffix, whether mashkin or matame something else, that's also tame, and it doesn't matter. Lakol means it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a suffix latami kalim, even kalim, or of course the normative psakas that we're used to, is that kalim are not mekabel tuma from mashkin by definition. They can only be mekabel tuma from an abba tuma. We'll see that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the posik bichol kli yitma that the yitma is going back on the kli, and that therefore any mashkin that are in a kli kol mashke asher yishateh, which is inside of the whole kli, yitma, mashma, the kli will become tame. So it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, lakol, whether the suffix is, lakol not meaning whether the suffix is the tumas atzman or tumas acherim, but lakol, whatever the object of the tumas acherim is, whether it's a kli or whether it's food, the halach is, we go lachumra, and it's mitame, midiraisa, in the case where you have a suffix tumas rishus hayachid. And therefore he argues to the opposite extreme. Not only are mashkin metame acherim midiraisa, they're even metame kalim midiraisa.
At any level, or just at...
What do you mean?
The kli would be only a rishon?
Would go down, yeah. Whatever level the mashkin would be, would be shani, not rishon. The mashkin can't be an ad. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and this is the Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, it's Chedek on Rabbi Meir, holds la ochlin tmeim that mash can be matame akher midi rice, that we should say sofik tumer brisa yachid is tame where it comes to be matame ochlin. But lekelim tohrim, there was no din of mashkin to be matame kelim at all, and therefore there's no, except we'll see that there's certain cases where kelim become tame with mashkin in a rabbanan, but there's certainly there's no gzeirat rabbanan in a mokum sofek, even in Rosh Hashayachid, to say that sofek tumer Rosh Hashayachid is tame. Now, asks the Gemara, okay, so it comes out according to this, we have a three-way machlok, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar hold that mashkin have tumas atzva and midiraisa, but no tuma to be matame acher and midiraisa, period. We have the opposite extreme, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that mashkin and matame everything, even kelim. And then we have in the middle Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, oh, the mashkin can be matame acherim, but only ochlim. They can't be matame kelim. Asks the Gemara, there seems to be something wrong with the way Rabbi Elazar is quoted here. Because if you hold it, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Meir, it means that he holds that mashkin have to matatzma midoraita. Is that true? V'sova Rabbi Elazar, mashkin itlu tuma bo'olam, do they have any tuma at all? Even to matatzma? V'atanya Rabbi Elazar omer, ein tuma la mashkin kolika. There is no such thing, midoraita is tumat mashkin. It says in the Pasuk, we'll see what he does with the Pasuk. But he learns that the Pasuk is talking about Heksher, not Tuma. So, okay, but we'll get to that. But in any event, he brings a Raya to his words. He says, Tate, I'll prove to you that Mashkin cannot be Tuma at all. Why? Sharei Heidi Yossi ben Yoezer. We know that Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Treda, was a maid, Al Ail Kamza, the Chen, Ve'al Mashkin Beit Mat Bechaya, the Chen. So we know that he was made that, first of all, a type of locust, arve, which is called the isle kamsa, that's the name of the species, that is a kosher species, and you're allowed to eat it. And it's apparently in Bardea's neighborhood, he actually ate one, though we don't know if that was right. And and furthermore, he was also made, and this is the part that's important to us right now, he was also made that any type of liquids that are Beit Mat Bechai, and at this point we believe that that means any liquids that are found in the Beit HaMikdash, that they are Tohar. So Rabbi Elazar's point is, if that's the Eidus of Yossi ben Yoezer, then obviously Tumat Mashkin can only be the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan weren't gozer in the Beit HaMikdash. But how could you possibly say that what? The Rabbanan took off the Tumah of Mashkin. The Rabbanan can't take off Tumah of Mashkin if there's such a thing as Tumah of Mashkin D'Oraisa. Which proves that Mashkin have no Tumah at all, even for themselves. So how could we quote Rabbi Elazar saying over here that I agree with Rabbi Meir, that they have Tumah to be mit tameh, but no Tumah to be mit tameh other things, if here we see clearly that they have no tumah at all? Now, there's a way out of this problem, you see, because there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel as to what the edut of Yossi ben Yoezer was, and that, of course, will define for us what Rabbi Elazar's shita is, because after all, the mocker of his shita is bringing a raya from the edus of Yossi ben Yoezer. So if Yossi ben Yoezer was talking about they don't have tumah, meaning they don't have tumah even on their own selves, any liquids in the Beit HaMikdash, and we got a problem. But if the Eidus of Yossi ben Yoezer had nothing to do with whether they are Tami, but whether they can be Matame, then it fits in okay. Because then he ends up holding exactly like Rabbi Meir. Now it happens to me that there's a machloket Rav and Shmuel about precisely this issue. So hey, Nichola Shmuel, if you hold like Shmuel, things work out. Because Shmuel learns that in the Eidut of Yossi ben Yoezer, the word Dechen, Tahor means milatame aktumas akherim. So the chain means they can't be metame other things. It doesn't mean that they are not tame. Avotumat atzman yeshleh. That's how Shmuel learns. In which case, all Rebbe Elazar would be saying for Zariah from Yossi ben Yoezer is that mashkin have no tumelatame akherim midiraisa, which is why the Rabbanan could take off the Rabbanan din of Tumas Acherim in the Beis HaMikdash. So like we say, in Shvus HaMikdash, so that we would say that no Tumas Rabbanan on Mashkin of Kodesh. Fine. Rabbanan held in a place in the Beis Hamikdash, we don't want to be Marba Tuma, and the Beis Hamikdash is a Mokum of Zrizim, and so on and so forth, so they weren't Geizim. Then it makes sense. But obviously the Rabbanan cannot impact the Diraisa. The Diraisa is that it's Tomei, they can't take off the Tuma. So if Yossi ben Yehuda was only talking about the way in which they could be Matame other things, and he said only on that the Rabbanan could take it off, then Rabbi Elazar is consistent with Rabbi Meir. Tumat atzmam yesh lehem, and therefore even in the Beis Hamikdash, there's nothing we can do about that. But l'tamei achirim ein lehem, and therefore in the Beit Hamikdash, as Yossi ben Yehuda, they took off the din of Tuma. So everything is good. The problem is, according to Rav, who holds that Yossi ben Yehuda's edut was that the chen mamash, they don't have even tumat atzmam. So in other words, things in the Beit HaMikdash, if there's water in the Beit HaMikdash, it wouldn't become tameh. So that doesn't make any sense, because over here Rebbe Elazar says, no, to become tameh is a diraisa. I mean, the Rabbanu can't take off the diraisa. So then we've got a contradiction in Rabbi Elazar. Even according to Rav, Rav would say that when Rebbe Elazar agrees with Rabbi Meir, it means he agrees with him in one element, achoda. He agrees with him in the aspect that there's no such thing as tumas mashkin l'tamei acherim b'diraisa. That doesn't mean necessarily agrees with him that there is such a thing as tumas atzman b'diraisa. Maybe in that he would disagree with Rabbi Meir. So he represents a four shita all the way to the other extreme. On the one extreme, we have Rabbi Elazar holds there's no tumat atzman and no tumat acherim on mashkin. And in the other corner stands Rabbi Yehuda holds not only is there a din of tumas atzman, there's also a din of tumas acherim, and not only is there a din of tumas acherim, there's even a tumas acherim l'gabi kelim. Wow. And then in the middle, we have two shitas between the two. Rabbi Meir holds tumas atzman they have, but no tumas acherim at all. And then we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, all tumas atzman they have, and tumas acherim they have, but only for Ochlin, and not for Mashkin. So that would mean that we have four shitas over here as to what the status of tumas mashkim would be. In the Beis HaMikdash, whatever the halacha is that they have only been Rabbanan, the Rabbanan weren't gozers. If it's Tumas Atzma, they weren't gozer Tumas Atzma, which is the way Rav would hold Lagabi the Edud of Yossi ben Yoezer. If Tumas Atzma they have the Uraisa, then we only weren't gozer in the Beis HaMikdash L'tame Acherim, which is the way that Shmuel holds about the Edus of Yossi ben Yoezer. Good. Fine. Two possibilities.
I presume tea is not a mashkin. Right? Tea is not a mashkin.
Tea is not a
mashkin.
Tea is a mashkin. I mean, I hope you were very careful how you prepared this. All of you used only clay even.
It's only the
tea. Yearly, Rovan. That's the Rabbanan. That's all the Rabbanan, that the wine, if it touches the back of the becker, will be, that's a whole halacha of the Rabbanan, that your hands are metame, the mashkin, and so on and so forth. So, Amrim Nachman Yitzchak Achoda, ask the Gemara, how could you say that when it says that Rebbe Elazar holds like the words of Rabbi Meir in plural, that he's referring to one of the words of Rabbi Meir? That's crazy. Not to mention the fact that it says, and v'chein. V'chein always means the same way. I mean, it's not the same way. You could say, the mode of Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Meir b'chata. I mean, that's fine, but don't say to me, kidvarav, unquote. It means dinafishe, the many words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, both benogea tumat atzmam and benogea tumat acherim. That's first of all, va'od. I mean, besides that, it says v'chein. You don't say v'chein on a half-baked way. You could say he agrees to some element. You certainly don't say it's the same. It's not the same. Kasha, that's a problem. I mean, for Rav to have Yosef and Yehuda work out according to Blazer is a problem. No question about it. Okay, but let's take a look now directly at the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the understanding of the testimony of Yosef and Yehuda Lagabe liquid in the Beit HaMikdash. It's a goof. Rav Amar Dechen Mamash, Shmuel Amar Dechen L'tamei Tumat Acherim, Avot Tumat Atzmam Yesh Lehem. Now, what does that boil down to? So Rav Amar Dechen Mamash, obviously Kasaba, Tumat Mashkin, even Mashkin Atzmam, is only Drabonah, and therefore, ki gozer Rabbanan b'mashkin d'alma. Where did the Rabbanan make their gezerah? Only in other mashkin, not in the Beit HaMikdash. But when it came to the Beit HaMikdash, Lo gozer, they weren't gozer, they didn't want to be made for shtuma in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Shmuel says, no, I mean, it's not up to the Rabbanan. The chain is only in the time of Tumat Acharin, because why Tumat Atzvam Yeshlehem Midyoraita? Since it's Yeshlehem Midyoraita, obviously, Kasavet Tumas Bashkin Atzvam Midyoraita, there's nothing the Rabbanan can do about that. The Tame Acharin is the Rabbanan. Fine, so you could say, he goes to Rabbanan, but Mashkin the Alma, when it comes to Tumat Acharin. But the Mashkin Beit Mitvachaya Lo Gozer. But obviously, the question about the Gozer or Lo Gozer is only Benogea Latmiya Acharin. The Lo Gozer Rabbanan is dafka as what's in their hands. What's in their hands is to determine whether it can be matami acheri. Avo tumat atzman, the tumat atzman, yesh lem midyoraisa, that's not up to Rabbanan. Rabbanan can't take it off. So memela, that's how I understand now, Yosef ben Yoezer. In other words, the shita of Rav and Shmuel as to what the din is of mashkin midyoraita determines how they understand the testimony of Yossi ben Yoezer, which in turn determines how they understand the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar, after all, is proving his shita from Yossi ben Yoezer. Amalei Ravuna Bar Chinina Livrei. Now, Ravuna Bar Chinina told his son, who was about to go learn in Rav Papa's yeshiva, says, Ki ayalta the commander of Papa, I've had a problem for many years. Nobody's been able to explain it to me properly. When you go learn by Rav Papa, I would appreciate it if you would point out that we've got a contradiction in Shmuel. Romile, point out a contradiction. I ask him like this. Mi amar Shmuel dachei melatami tumat acherim, avu tumat atzmam yesh lehen. Could, in fact, Shmuel have ever said that mashkim have tumat atzman, but they won't be metame anything else? That's a contradiction in a pasuk. Contradiction in a pasuk. How's he going to learn a pasuk? The pasuk says beferush, v'habasar asher yiga bechol tamei lo ye'achel. Now read those words. Meat that touches. This is meat of kachim. Meat of kachim that touches anything that is called tamei cannot be eaten. No? Well, what does that mean? Is this thing called tamei or not? You're telling me mashkin the Torah calls tamei because it says in the Torah yitma. Okay, thank you very much. Once the Torah has defined it as tamei, there's another pasuk that says anything aforementioned that's called tamei that comes in contact with basar of kodesh is metameit. You can't have it halfway. Either it is tamei or it's not tamei. Because in the Torah it says, if it's tamei, then it's going to be metamei kachim. So I understand. How can you get away with such... What's Shmuel going to do with the pasuk? Om Rav Shisha Breda Ravidi. So Rav Shisha Breda Ravidi attempted to answer this. He said, I didn't even understand what the problem is. I mean, it's a well-known phenomenon that we have things of Kodesh that are Tamei, but they won't be Matamei other things. What about a Revi'i B'Kodesh? If meat of Kodesh touches a Revi'i B'Kodesh, does it become Tamei? No. Okay, so why? Because it's not powerful enough to be Matamei. So why can't Mashkin be the same thing? It's Tamei, but it's not powerful enough to be Matamei something else. Is that possible? Mask for Ravashi, boy, you missed the point. Revi B'Kodesh is not called Tamei. It's called Pasul. The whole point is that the Pasuk is saying anything that is found in the Torah to be called Tamei, by definition, is Matamei Kodesh. That's the meaning of the word Tamei. So Basra Shiyiga B'chol Tamei will be Tamei. What do you want?
Even liquid.
Whatever it is, whatever it's referring to.
And this is called Pasul.
What's that?
This was.
There's no pasuk that ever calls a Revi'i B'Kodesh Tamei. It's a kavachomer. We call it. The Torah calls it nothing. We call it pasul for that very reason. Pasul means that it is not metame acherim, and since tuma by definition needs to be detectable in order to be tamei, because that's the meaning of the word tuma, that it's exuding something. If I can't detect what it's exuding, how could it be tamei? You could tell me that something becomes possible by coming into contact with tuma. Yes. But if it itself is tummy, then it's going to have to be tummy something else. So if the Torah calls now this mashkin, which you're saying, this mashkin is tummy, then how could basar that comes in contact with this mashkin not be tummy if the Torah says, Beferish ha-basar shi'igah b'chol tummy, anything called tummy that touches basar kodesh makes that pasuk kadosh tamei? That's the question. You're not even addressing the question. What are you telling me? There's such a thing as something that touches kadosh, it becomes tamei tumas atzmon, but not the tamei hakeilim. Thank you very much. Any kindergarten child knows that. But what does that have to do with the question? The question was, find me something that's called tamei that isn't matamei kadosh. That's what I want you to show you. You can't answer that question. So there it's not ikre tamei. Ikre tamei. This is defined as tamei, and therefore that definition is mechayev tumas baser kodesh. So how do you come away with saying that there's this middle stage? It could be mekabel tuma, and yitma refers to it, but it won't be metame acherim, and we do not read the word yitma as if it said yitame, which we'll see is a question basically how to understand that pasuk. Yitma, it shall become tame. Yitame, it shall be metame something else. It then becomes a transitive verb. So the question of whether we read it according to the way it's written, that we read it the way it's pronounced, becomes now very, very central. Because if it's yitma, it's intransitive. If it's yitame, it's transitive. And therefore, one is mashmat tumat atzmam only, and the other is mashmat tumat achirim. But that doesn't work, because of the pasuk abasar shiiga b'chol tameh. Who? Kash. That is kash. Exactly. Caution, that's what it's referring to. Leaves in place, Rav Kuna Barat Bafin on his question. Well, Kasha means there's ways out. We'll see, we'll discuss it as we get to the pasuk. Toshma. V'chol mashke asher yishateh v'chol kli yitma. Okay. How could somebody possibly suggest that there's no tumah on mashkin, tumat atzmam, when it says in the Befersha pasuk, any mashke, which is drinkable, what it seems to be saying, shall become tamei? You don't want to read it yitamei, very nice, don't read it yitamei, but it certainly says yitma, that it itself is tamei. What are you going to do about that? I will say, says Rabbi Lazar, any sheet that it holds, that Tumat Atzman is also only Mirabonim. I will say that Yitma doesn't mean to be Matame something else, to be Matame even itself. Yitma means Yichshir. It means that if something comes in contact with water, it can become Tame. Note the context of this passage, because that's what it was talking about. It's talking about now you have a Kli. The Kli became Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres became Tame with a sheretz. Now, it says the pasuk, what's the din of things that are found inside the kli? So it says, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel asher yavoh alav mayim yitma, first of all. Okay, so that tells us, anything that has previously come in contact with water will be tameh. And then it says, v'chol mashke asher yishateh b'chol kli yitma, which seems to mean on the surface, and any liquid in any type of container will become tameh. Mashma, the liquid will become tamei. Now you're claiming, no. This is a continuation of the first part of the pasuk. First part of the pasuk referred to water as a machshir. This is referring to liquid in a cup as a machshir. Es the Gemara, isn't that same thing? Why would the pasuk mention twice? Why would it say first ma'im and then it would say bechol kli? Well, what's the difference? I mean, yichshir mireishit akras shamat. Like that. That's obviously from the opening of the pasuk where it says mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel asher yavo alav mayim. So that's heksher. No. Chad betlushim v'chad b'mechubarim. You see, when it says bechol kli, it's referring to water that is in a cup. If it's referring to asher yavo alav mayim, it's referring maybe to water in the ocean. In a lake. So you'll say, why do I need to? Tzrichi, because let's say, Yashmina Betulushin, say the Torah would have told us the din of water in a cup. I would say, okay, water in a cup, I understand why that makes a difference when it comes in contact with meat. Because, Akshavina, since you drew this water, and now it has become something that a human has prepared, and of course we know that Tuma, by definition, is responsive to human preparation. That's the whole idea, even to human consciousness, because it's called the moment that you determine that you're going to use this, so now it becomes capable of being tamed. So it's very, very much related to the human and his utensils and food. So understand, if you drew the water, then the contact of that water with food makes it human consumption, makes it human food. Mashenkin, if food falls into a lake, or even if you put it into a lake, the lake does it. The lake is just a natural occurring thing. Natural occurring things are never makabel tumah. Only human intervention brings tumah to things. So therefore, I would say it's not even machshir, because machshir, after all, is part of the process of becoming now a humanly defined element.
Of course
there's a difference. I said, so he put it in the lake. Even if he put it in the lake, but there's in the water itself has no chashivas yet. The itanam bechubarin, on the other hand, let's say it would have said dafka, the other case, not in the clean. Okay, so he dips it into a lake to clean it off. I would have said, of course, you know, water in a lake already mela. I mean, that's the mokar of the water. So mishum dekaime beduchtayo chashivi, such liquid that is in its natural occurring place, it has a chashivut, but what, a little bit of water in a cup? I mean, what's water in a cup? It loses all unique identity. A lake is a lake is a lake, but water in a cup is a cup that has something in it. It maybe doesn't have the chashivut. Therefore, I need to know both elements. Okay, fine. That's richis. So now, if that's the case, then the way to understand the pasuk is, mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, asher yavo alav mayim. Or, not only mayim, but kol mashka asher yishateh b'chol kli, then yitma, meaning the basar, not the mashkin. The mashkin is describing what happens to the meat. That's all. It's a nice ad. I mean, we could certainly have you, try out, maybe for one of the movies they're putting out, or maybe for one of the Gilbert and Sullivan plays, but it doesn't wash here, let me tell you. Of course. That's a place in your neighborhood. Tashma. Okay, so this we explained, but what about this? I mean, it's a pasuk. You're going to have a hard time explaining this. It says, Ach mayan ubor mikveh mayim yeh tahor. That water that is inside of a well, or somewhere where it's b'chubel l'karka, shall be tahor. But what if it's not in a well? I mean, what if I'm holding it in a cup? Then apparently it's not going to be tahor. Ha 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 ha. You claim that it's always tahor. Now all of a sudden the Torah doesn't seem to agree with you. What are you going to do with that? Ah, the point over there is, doesn't mean yetahar, please. You guys don't know how to read a pasuk. Obviously, yetahar means that if a guy goes into a well who was tamei, he will become tahar. That's the pshat. So this is a mikveh. This is basically a mikveh. Yetahar, the man who is metavel, will be tahar mi tu mato. That's the pshat, yetahar. Okay, I want to get back to that other thing you said. You said that the mayim in the pasuk is a reference to mayim in a cup that will fall on meat and be makshir meat. That's what you're saying. I don't think that's true. Because tshulushim are not even going to be makshir. If tshulushim are makshir, we got a problem again with Yossi ben Yoezer. It's amazing how this thing is spiraling out of control over here. Because, you see, there's yet another element of Yosef ben Yosef that we didn't discuss. We talked about whether it's Tameh, we talked about whether it's Tameh, Lagabi, Metameh, others, but there's a third issue. And Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Hanina said that in terms of Yosef ben Yosef's din of Mashkin Beit Mit Bechaya, you should know that Lodayan Shein Dechein. Forget about the question of whether they themselves are Tameh or whether they could be Metameh. They're not even Machshir things. Elo she'in makshirin. Now, come on. I mean, if they're not makshirin, so, I mean, the only possible explanation for saying they're not makshirin is that the meaning of the pasuk of the kol ha'ochel asher yavo alav mayim meant only mayim in a lake, but in a chinam, if it would be in a kli, it wouldn't be makshir. The Rabbanan added mayim even in tlushim, but they weren't kosher in the Beis HaMikdash. How else do we understand Yosef ben Yoezer? So, but now you're, take it a step back. So now that means there's no way to read the pasuk. You're going to be caught on either end. Either you're going to have to admit that it says b'feirush in the Torah that mayim is tamei, in which case Yosef ben Yosef doesn't make any sense if he says that the rabbanim weren't geyser on the mayim in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean the word? It's not a gzeira. It's a d'oraisa. Oh, so you turn around and you say, well, it's referring to being machsheh. Oh, now you're caught by the same pasuk in the other direction. by the same Yossi ben Yerezer in the other direction. Because if Yossi ben Yerezer is saying that Mashkin, Mikman, Bechaya are not even Machshir, so you're also saying that Mayim in a cup is also only the Rabban, and the Rabban when it goes, it's a Bimonim shop. Either the Pasuk is referring to Hapshir, or the Pasuk is referring to the Mayim itself. And you have neither option.
All the Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash is considered pollution.
What else? Reporing it over?
You could have a bore inside the Beis HaMikdash.
He's referring to the water in the Beit Midrashai, what we use to wash off the Keravuch Rahim, the women, whatever the case was. So it's even including that. Well, that's a problem. You know what? We'll have to say that when it says Mashkin Beit Mechaya, Mat Beit Mechaya are not Mashir, it doesn't mean any Mashkin Beit Mechaya. It means the Dam. The Dam in the Beit HaMikdash is not Mashir for another reason, a completely different reason. The Omer Pchia Barav, Omer Yochada, Minayin L'Dam Kodshim Sheino Mashir, even Kulin it's not Mashir. Nothing to do with the Gzeir in the Beit HaMikdash. The Torah excludes dam from Hechsher unless it's compared to Mayim. Ala Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim. What gives us the idea that dam is Mashke anyway? The Torah said that it says Mayim in the Torah, right? It says Basar She'avol of Mayim. Right? So how did Mayim become dam? Because it says Alar Tishpachenu Kamayim. So dam is Mayim. In the Beit HaMikdash, can you take the dam and pour it out on the ground? If you do, you pass the carbon. In the Beit HaMikdash, you have to be makabel the dam.
Well, only some of it.
But there's certainly no din of Tishbachenu Kamayim. The dam is meant to be makubel bakli. So where do we have the din of kachim? I mean, the din of dam by Allah Tishbachenu Kamayim. But dam kachim, inayah dam kachim, that's never makshir, no matter where it is. Not a function of the Beit HaMikdash, it's a function of the dam itself. That's not Makshir even Chulin. Shenema alaret tishpachenu kamayim dam shenishpach kamayim Makshir. But dam sheino nishpach kamayim such as dam kodesh is not Makshir. There you go.
So Rabbi Yosef ben Yosef is made that this is a Doraisa. Are we saying that Yosef ben Yosef is Eidus?
Includes the
he's on dam.
He's only on dam.
And he's saying that
Rabbi Chanina. I mean, it's Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chanina says that you should know that includes no hapshir. But he's only actually applying this halach. That's how we want to get out of it. But it's not a reference to the mind.
It's not dochum to call that mashke bet mitzvahai.
It is. We'll get into how to define mashke bet mitzvahai soon.
According to him, he would be saying Yosef ben Yerezer is saying that that's Doraisa.
Yeah, well, we don't know for sure that he's reading it to Yosef ben Yerezer, but I mean, maybe he's just adding this psak and he's saying, well, you should know what Yosef ben Yerezer said is true also Lagabe, partially when it comes to Dam Lagabe Hekshin. That's what it would mean in this sense. Maskevlo Shmuel Bar Ami, hold on a second. There's plenty of blood that is Nishpach Kamayim in the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, what about Dam HaTamtzit? You have blood that's inside the meat itself, inside the organs, that's not dam ha-nefesh, that you're not makabel. You can't put it on the mizbeach. It's just washed away. So that's nishpach kamayim. And nonetheless, you're saying the dam is not ma'akshim. Any of the dam of the Beit Mitzvahai, ain't no ma'akshim. Amalei Rabbi Zera, forget about dam ha-tamtzit, my friend. Dam ha-tamtzit is bichlal not called dam. That doesn't have a din of dam to be a mashkim when it comes to chulin. Afilu b'chulin ami lo mashkim. Why is that? Kibla minei Rishmu bar ami for a pasuk. Yom rachmana. Rak chazak levilti echol adam ki adam hu ha-nefesh. What's right? Adam hu ha-nefesh. Only the type of dam which is nefesh, in other words, the type of dam in which ha-nefesh yotz abo, which is the original pumping dam, not dam that you'll find in the Yevarim after you cut up an animal. So that's called dam. But dam, she'ina nefesh yotzaba, ain't no korei dam at all. So we're not even referring, there's no dinim of dam on dam atamtzit here, and therefore, of course, dam atamtzit isn't, for another reason, not because it's dam kachim, and ain't no nishpach kamayim, but because it's not dam anefesh, it's a whole different issue. But dam anefesh, by definition, in the Beit HaMikdash, is not nishpach kamayim. So mamanasha, no dam is ever going to be matam, in the Beit Mitzvahaya. If it's dama nefesh, then it isn't nishpach. And if it's not dama nefesh, then it's not dam. So mamela, that explains the statement of Rav Yosef ben Chanina. It'll never be machshir.
So how much is dama nefesh?
The first pumping blood that spurts out.
Continues to come out afterwards.
Yeah, okay, that's a question. How much of it is called Dhamma Nefesh? Which part is Dhamma Tant?
Neither Dham nor Maim. It's not the Mashka that's the Dham.
It's not the Dham that is called Maim. It's called Mashka.
Okay. Yeah. Therefore, it's not.
Therefore, it's Bechol, not Mashka. Because not every liquid is Mashka. Only liquids that are compared to Maim at some level are considered to be Mashka. Okay, well, I'll bring you a Raya. I mean, you're wearing me out with this, because I just don't believe this for a minute. Look, it says, the fair is like this, dam shinitma v'zarko. You had dam that became tummy in the Beit HaMikdash. May I point out that that's an impossibility according to you, but we'll ignore that for a moment. Okay, so dam that became tummy, and you're zarek the dam, so b'shogeg urtza, b'mezid lo urtza. There's a machlokus whether b'shogeg means it became tamei b'shogeg, or b'shogeg means you were zorik at b'shogeg, as we'll see. But whatever it means, only if it was done b'shogeg, then the tzitz will be meratz. Now, last I heard, the ritzuyat tzitz is a din d'oraisa. How and where's that tzitz in order to be meratz on the dam of B'nai Yisrael? I mean, I don't know what you're going to do with that if there's no such thing as dam that's tamei, because then you don't really need that sitz to be meratza on it. So, I don't know, I guess they didn't know about that, or what? I mean, isn't that clear that dam is tamei? What are you going to do? Well, and maybe that's only a reference to a drabonon. Maybe the tzitz does other stuff. But the dam maybe is only metame to midrabonon. But Yosef ben Yehoshua says even midrabonon it's tar, according to Rav. Well, so then Rav will say that this isn't going according to Yosef ben Yehoshua, he's straight. I mean, after all, it's machlokas tanayim. What's so bad about that?
Wait, on a tumah derabanan, then it wouldn't be meratzin?
Yeah. Meaning only that it would be asur. Obviously, you can't bring chulin la'azara. So the rabbanan couldn't say that you bring another carbon. Mm-hmm. So the rabbanan would agree, obviously, the guy is meratzin, is merutza. Lo hurtza means I won't be allowed to eat the basur. I'll have to pretend that it was lo hurtza. Because that, they can tell you, don't eat. Okay, I guess what we mean, it'll become no sinner. Shev al tasa. But they can't tell you, go bring a carbon chul and lazarus. Obviously, if it's a drabanan, then of course it doesn't mean lo hurtza that the person isn't hurtza, he should bring another carbon, but it means that I'm not allowed to eat this carbon. Okay, now, and lemaisa, of course, I mean, once we're saying it's a machlokas, we might as well go all the way and say that this is going according to Man Yomar, who holds it, Mashkin or Tamei Midi Raisin. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda, as Tosis points out. I mean, why not go all the way? Because it's saying that it's closer, and he's trying to make things work out over here, Libet Rav. Okay, so it's closer to say that it is Betamei Mid Rabbonin, the way he himself holds. And this is not like Yosef ben Yoezer. Rav didn't say that Yosef ben Yoezer is muhlat. He just said, the way to understand Yosef ben Yoezer is as follows. The fact that we'll find a Brice or a Mishnah that's the local of Yosef ben Yoezer bothers me. It doesn't bother me. Why should I go to the opposite extreme and say this is going quickly? Man, the Yomar holds, Dam is Tamei Midiraisa. Maybe not. Toshma. Now we'll get closer. Well, we're gonna get to that. In the end, we're gonna change our whole approach. Toshma, alma hatzitz miratze. Let's understand this, because you've been just assuming that, well, that tzitz could always do something else, right? So you're figuring, okay, so I can get away with saying it's drabonah, that isn't the real thing that tzitz is doing, and that it's actually there's no such thing as tuma nada. Maybe let's take a look at this. Alma hatzitz miratze. On either the dam, or on the basar, or on the chelev, that became tummy. Bein b'shegeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'eines, bein b'ratzen, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Now, of course, there's a little bit of a contradiction here, because before we said b'shegeg, but not b'mezid. So there's a machlokas, as to, in the Gemara, as to whether, of course, this is not our sugya, but the Gemara points this out, and Zvachim answers that there's a man yomer who holds that if there's an afkamina, if the meat became, or the dam became tamei b'shogeg, or became tamei b'mezid, As opposed to if you were Zurich the Dam B'Shoge, you're Zurich B'Mezid. In which direction is a machlokas? Are we more machmer where it became Tamei B'Mezid, or are we more machmer when you did the Zrika B'Mezid? Fine. It's not our Sergia. Know that there's a difference between those two things. Okay. So therefore there's not necessarily any contradiction between saying Ben B'Shoge, Ben B'Mezid, and saying only B'Shoge, you're not B'Mezid. One is a reference to where the Tumah was, and one is a reference to where the Zrika was, B'Shoge B'Mezid. So let's ignore that. Now, here it says B'Ferish, Al Habdam, V'Al HaBosar, Al Heb. By the way, I'm sure you're troubled by who cares if the Bosar is Tamei. Why do we need the Tzitz to be Meratzah? Because even if the Tzitz is Meratzah, you certainly can't eat the Bosar that's Tamei. And even if the Tzitz is Meratzah, you certainly can't bring up on the Mizbeach, Chelev that's Tamei. So who needs the Ritzui? It's only the Dam is Mechaper, not the Bosar and the Chelev. If I don't have Bosar or Chelev, who cares? This is going Alib and Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you don't have kosher Bosar and Chelev, you can't be Zorik the Dam. So it's saying that the Tzitz is Meratzah to be Zorik the Dam. But that's all. Okay. In any event, it's clearly saying over here that Dam can become Tamei in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, what do you want? So, maybe this also means I'm in Rabban of the Lokri Yosef Ben Yoez. I mean, it doesn't say over here only Dam is the only thing that the Tzitz is Meratzah. Okay, let's take a look at the next case over here, Tashma. We're analyzing the pasuk. V'nasa Aharon et Avon HaKodashim, Aharon HaKohen, in wearing that Tzitz on his head, is going to be L'chol Matnot Kodashim, he's going to take on himself that Ova in L'Ratzon Lahem. Okay. Now let me understand this L'Ratzon Lahem. V'chi Eza Avon Hu Nosei. What exactly? It says he's carrying the burden of their mistakes. Okay, which mistake? Is it the Avon Pigul? Is it that at the time that we were doing this Aveda, the Kohen had a Makshava to bring it? Now, over here, Pigul does not mean what it usually means, standard. Stam Pigul is Chutz L'Zman, eh? Makshava. Over here, it means Chutz L'Mekhaimai, and I'll explain to you why. But in this case, it's Chutz L'Mekhaimai. So the Kohen had a Machsheves Chutz L'Mekhaimai. The only difference between a Machsheves Chutz L'Zmanai, in which the Kohen has an intent to either feed it to the Mizbeach or eat it himself outside of the correct place, you know, take it outside of Beis HaMikdash, or Chutz L'Zmano means I'll eat it outside of the time in which it's kosher, or I'll put it on the Mizbeach outside of the time in which it's kosher. The two are the same, except for the shaila of whether you're chayef karet for eating such a basar of such a karet. Normally we call...
Normally we call...
What's the number? You don't remember the number.
The number I don't remember.
You don't remember the number. Okay, so normally we use the word pigul to cover both phenomena. Chutz l'zman. La capitan. Chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekayme. In this case, because we're talking about avon notar, it can't possibly mean chutz l'zman. Why? Because think for a moment. That since, let's say we would try to take seriously the word avon notar. What would that mean? That if a carbon stood around chutz l'zman, eh? So now the tzitz will be meratzah. Meaning what? Because once you see, nothing becomes notar until you were zorik the dam. Correct? It has to have that kedusha zagur. Okay. So now if I was already zorik the dam, the carbon is kosher. So what do I care if 2 days later it becomes notar? What is that going to do? Is it retroactive? The carbon now is unkosher? Ain't no such thing. Either it's kosher or it's not kosher. You can't become unkosher in time. And you certainly are not trying to tell me avon notar, I'm allowed to eat the meat. It's never meratz on the person. It's only meratz on the food. So on the food in the mizbeach, in other words, on the dam that goes to the mizbeach. Therefore, the word notar in this case means a machshevet notar, that this meat will be eaten chutz l'zmano, which is, of course, the normal meaning of pigul. So in this case, notar means pigul, and pigul means chutz l'makoma. There's no other way to understand it. Fine, okay. A little strange usage, but it's not really not our business right now in the middle of Pesachim, and Reb Chanina's kind of calling him to necessarily deal with that issue. Okay. So let's just see what it's saying now. What oven is the tzitz going to be good for? Is it a reference to pigo minichutz l'mekomo? Oh, no, it isn't. It says beferish in the Torah that lo yeratzeh. You cannot have any ritzuis. How can a tzitz be meratzeh? If it's avon notar, it says beferish lo yechashev. It's a lo yechashev. And hamakrivot lo yechashev. How's the tzitz going to make it yechashev? There's only one thing left. I know no say ala avon tuma. Why must it be avon tuma? It's got to be avon tuma. It makes so much sense now, you see. Because the one thing that the Torah was mevater on, lekula, was tumah. Because tumah is rutro mechola betzibur, right? So even lechatchila I can bring a carbon betumah if the tzibur is kulay tameh. In which case it makes sense to say that when it comes to the tzitz, that b'diavad, even if the tzibur wasn't tameh, if it was brought betumah, that the tzitz is meratzah, fine, everything is nice. Now, when it says that, there's only one thing that it could be meratzah on. It certainly can't be meratz on the chaylev and the dam, and the chaylev and the botzer, because the chaylev and the botzer are anyway meaningless for the kapor of the korban. So what's it being meratz on? On the matir. What's the matir? The dam. So my love to my dam. Ha! Now you're stuck. Because admission in the other cases you were telling me, well, I mean, oh, it's only the rabbon and this. I mean, what is the pasuk referring to if it's only the rabbon? We just showed you the pasuk has got to be referring to tumas dam. Now what are you going to do? So clearly there must be a phenomenon called Tumas Dam, otherwise how is the tzitz going to be meratz on it if it doesn't exist? Huh. Amr of Papa, what's the problem? There are other things that are meratzah that can be makabel tuma. For instance, the komets. You're bringing a mincha. The komets of the mincha, which is your handful that you take out of the mincha, that is put on the mizbeach, it's the only part that's put on the mizbeach, that komets is the equivalent of dam. But it's not a mashke, so it's a kabel tuma. And there, if the komets was tameh, the tzitz is meratz. There you go, everything is nice. Of course, once the rabbonin add the dinner tumas dam, so we talk about the tzitz being meratz in the rabbonin sense as well. But the meaning in the pasuk is very simple, says Rav Papa. It's referring to tumas komets. Now here we come to an absolutely stunning and exciting pasuk. That is just, I mean, what the goyim do with this pasuk, I have no idea, because I don't, they must be sitting there scratching their heads. But here's an amazing, amazing maisa. What happened is like this. They were building the second Beit HaMikdash. Chagai HaNavi was one of those Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, were the last of the Nevi'im, the members of the Anshei Knesset Dagdola. They were active in the building of the second Beit HaMikdash. They were made on the Mokum of the Mizbeah. Chagai had this feeling that the Kohanim that were going to be working in the Beit HaMikdash had forgotten the Dinam of Tuma, that the educational system had broken down in 70 years in Bavel because it wasn't okay, a Dinam of Tuma there, and people forgot the halachas. So he decided, and this is recorded in his Sefer of Nevi'ut, he decided to give a Bechina to the Kohanim. If they would pass their Bechina, good. If they wouldn't pass their Bechina, then they'd have to go through a course on Hilchos Tumah V'Tahira. Okay, so he asks them a question. He says, okay, gentlemen, you have 5 minutes to hand in your essay. So here's the case. Here's the case. Hein yisa ish basar kodesh b'knaf b'gadol. So here a guy is going around, and he's carrying basar that is tameh. Kodesh, Kodesh means it's like Hegdash, Yigdash. He's carrying Tuma, say Sheret or something. And it's in the corner of his clothing.
I mean, he's not touching it, he's carrying it.
Yes, but the problem is he's holding it through his beged. Okay. Now, his beged is holding the Sheret. Nagabik nofo el alech. Now, he takes that Sheret, which he's holding through the beged, and he touches it to bread. The bread then comes into contact with nezid, which is a lentil soup. Okay. The nezid then comes in contact with wine. Right? The wine comes in contact either with other mashkin, either shemen, or any ma'akal of hegdash. I want to know, hayigdash, will that last stage, will that be tamei or not? Actually, he's asking, will it become possible or not? Because what we're talking about over here, lechora, is a revi. In other words, the lechem became a rishon, because it came into contact with the tumah that was biknaf begadah, right? So it became now a rishon. And we're assuming that that tumah biknaf begadah is an avat tumah, it's a sheretz he's carrying around. The lechem is a rishon, the nezid is a sheni, the yain is a shlishi, and the last stage, the shemen, or the ochel of hegdash, is a revi. So now he wants to know, what is the din of revi begadah, essentially, he's asking him. So tell me, what do you hold about such a case? And of course, this comes into all the questions. Is Ochel Matamei Ochel? Is he asking about Gzeirah the Rabbonim? Because there was already a Gzeirah Tumas Mashkin during the time of Chagai, because he was from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So that Gzeirah Tumas Mashkin was already back. That's how old it was. So he might have been asking them the Din of Tumas the Rabbonim. So what happened? Now the thing is that, of course, Chagai, brilliantly, leaves this Bechina open the doors and he doesn't tell you the right answer. So the question is, where's the answer book? So here, our Gemara attempts to provide an answer book. Of course, it turns out, one of our Shitas in the Gemara fails the test, because of course, naturally, there's two approaches. With a Kohanim right, or with a Kohanim wrong. And as is usual in these Bechinas, there's always a machlokas of, what did he really mean by the question? That's where all of the real arguments come in. I mean, they would have taken Chagai, torn him apart. It's a good thing you didn't reach the time of the Gemara. So Rav Shita was, Ishtapish Kani, they failed. They failed. So why? Because they were saying, Vayom Rulo. They said, no, it won't become possible. So he's asking them, is there a dinner of Reviva Kodesh? And they're saying, no, no such thing as Reviva Kodesh. But the Reviva Kodesh was talking about Yayin V'Shemen. Yayin V'Shemen. Yayin V'Shemen Amashki Beit Mikbechaya. Those are things we keep in the Beit HaMikdash that we're going to use now for Nesachim. Now hold on a minute. Rav was the one who said that according to Yossi Ben Yoezer, that Yayin and Shemen would not be Mekabel Tumah. So why is Rav saying the Kohanim failed? Now he's failing himself. He's the one who holds that they shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. So he should have seen this as a trick question. He's, Chagai, is trying to get the Kohanim to start counting. 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then he says to them, you forgot I included Yayin V'Shemen. And they're not even Mekabel Tumah. Because he hated to be Yossi Ben Yoezer. You fail. And instead he's saying now that the problem over here is when they said no, they should have said yes. What do you mean? He should have said no because he has a new answer. So how do you explain that? Well, I'll explain it very simply. Midehu time el Rav. Look, I mean, the whole question here is only on Rav. As you're asking, Rav seems to be contradicting himself because according to him, the Yayin V'Shemen should not be Mekabel Tumah. Oh, but you see, Rav Mashke Beit Mat Bechaya Tame. Ava Mashke Beit Mad Bechaya Mitame. We'll see there's a machlokas as to whether to understand Yosef and Yoezer's testimony as referring to anything in the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMitbachayim. Beit HaMitbachayim includes water, where we would wash off the meat and the kravai, and dam, that we would find there.
But not shemen?
But not shemen v'yayin, which are not part of the butcher section. That's Mashke Beit Mad Bechaya, things that were kept for the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, he doesn't say that that would be. Yosef was never referring to things in the, that are for the Mizbeach. That's not Tahor. So therefore, Rav would agree and that they're Mekabel Tumah. And Yossi Ben Yoezer was Bechlal not referring to such thing. I, you'll say, but he holds that Mashkin aren't Mekabel Tumah. He's talking about Bitter Rabbanan over here. Bitter Rabbanan, he's saying. So Bitter Rabbanan, you can have an Ochel, that's Betame Ochel. I mean, anyway, you know the Ochel can't be Betame Ochel. Forget about the Mashkin. We said before that that you can't be Metame another Ochel. And over here he's got Ochel being Metame Ochel. How's he going to explain that?
But in Kodesh.
Yayin being, the Lechem being Metame Adash. So now he's talking to Rabbanan. So he's talking to Rabbanan. Then he's, and Yosef Ben Yoezer never said there was no Gzeirah de Rabbanan on Shemen V'Yayin. So then they should have said, oh, you're telling us a Reviv HaKodesh. Reviv HaKodesh is Tumah. As a matter of fact, maybe that was the trick question. Ha ha! Maybe Chagai thought that that they would know the Kohanim about Yossi ben Yoezer. And so he asked them, Yain Vashem, they hear Yain Vashem, say, ah, Yossi ben Yoezer, it's a trick question. Ha ha! Yossi ben Yoezer would say, no, it's not Tumah, gotcha. This is not a Reviv HaKodesh. Ah. And we turn back and say, aha, but it was a trick about a trick question. Because Yossi ben Yoezer wasn't talking about Yain Vashemin, he was talking about only Mayim Vadam. You outsmarted yourselves, you just failed. Back to school. So it works out brilliantly, according to Rob. That's a great pechina, but now you never know, like, whether you're coming or going. Okay. What is this all about? Like, what are they talking about? What is this list of different things? It's only get the knaf the gada, but it's they don't know. They know from this risha chani shlishi tumah. That's what. Sit there scratching their heads. What's this weird verse over here? Okay, beautiful. So we have another exciting day of Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim, and it's time for our quick read. To Tanya. Sofik mashkin li tamei tamei l'tamei acherim tohor divir ribim erufin oya rabbi elazar omer kedvarat Reb Yudah omer lakol tamei even to be matamei kelim Reb Yosi Reb Yishim omerim not lakol but laokman tameim but lakelim tohori. But anyway, Reb Elazar agrees that they have tumas atzman. What? So Reb Elazar mashkin itu tumah ba'olam but Tanya Reb Elazar omer ein tumah lamashkin kolika teida Sharei Heid Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda Al El Kamsa Dechein Ve'al Mashke Bek Mat Bechaya Dechein. How could he say that they're Torah if they have a Dissu D'Yoraisa? So hey, if the Shmuel who holds, he was only saying Dechein Melatami Tumas Acherim, fine, it's good. Avol Tumat Atzman Yeshu Em Shaper El Rav De Omer Dechein Mamash Even Tumat Atzman Ma'ik El Meimar Om Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Well, maybe it means Reb Elazar agreed with Rabbi Meir Achoda. What do you mean? It says Kidvarav the Nefishe Rabim, Loshen Rabim, lots of Dvarav, Va'od Vavachin Katani. Kasha. Goof. Rabba Mardachin Mamashka Lamedachin of Tamitimus Achir, Mavatimusat Penyeshma. So Rabba Mardachin Mamashka Savatimus Mashkin, the Rabbon of the Higaz, the Rabbon of Mashka, the Yama Mashka, Bit Machailo Goz. Shmuel Amadachin of Tamitimus Achir, Mavatimusat Penyeshlem, Kasavatimus Mashkin Aspidi Raita, the Tami Achirim, the Rabbon of the Higaz, the Rabbon of Mashkin, the Yama Mashka, Bit Machailo Goz. The Higaz, the Rabbon of the Achir, Mavatimusat Penyeshlem. I repeat, bechol tamei, including mashkin that are called yitma, lo yeachel. Omer shishu by Revi, I understand. What's the big deal? Me to have a Revi of the Kodesh. Matkar by Revi of the Kodesh, lo yikri tamei, hi yikri tamei. Kasha. Toshma, bechol mashka shishu shate bechol kli yitma. It says beferish kol ha'ochel asher yachel asher yipol alav ma asher yavo alav mayim yitma. No, had betulshim v'chad bemechubarim v'tzrichi. The asherim betulshim would have said the one about the whole kli. I would say mishum dach shavino alav mechubarim. It's just natural. Emelo v'itana mechubarim. It's just the opposite. Mishum dachayim beduchtayim v'tzrich hashive tulshim. What's the big deal of water in a cup? Emelo. Therefore, tzrichim. Toshma, ach ma'ayanu bor mikveh mayim yeh tohor. But if it's not, and if it's in a cup instead, it won't be tohor. No. Yeh tohor means bitumato. Utzlushin mi makshirin, v'am rav yes bachinir mashke bet ben b'chay lo dayin shen tchein, elo shein makshirin even. And he was only referring to the dam. Yom rav kibar avar b'yogan minayin, the dam kach shen makshir, nemer alo tshbechenu kamayim. Dam shen shbechamayim makshir, dam shen shbechamayim, inu makshir. Masker of Shubar Ami, Hare Damatam Sita Nishmachamayim. And he's still saying it's not Machshir Beit Mitbachayah. Omer Abzer, please, Anachle Damatam Sita. Afil Bechulan Ami Lo Machshir. Why? Keep them there, Shubar Ami. Because since Omer Akbana Rak Chazak Levatiya Kol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, that proves that Dam Shah Nefesh Yotza Bekori Dam, Dam Shah Eno Nefesh Yotza Ba Eno Kori Dam. Toshma. Dam Shah Nitma Vizorko Bishoge Gurtza Bemezid Lo Hurtza. What are you going to do about that? It means minerabonan, obviously not like Reb Yosef ben Yosef Yishtreda. How about Toshma? Amar, it's Merat Saladam, Elabos, Avalachem, Shinitma, Ben Bishak, Ben Bemezid, Ben Bonis, Ben Baratza, Ben Biyach, Ben Betzibor. Obviously, Dam can be Mitameh. What are you going to explain that? No, it's also mirabbanan. And of course, loki osabinu as yishtreda. Okay, tashma. We're going to do the pasuk. Minasah aron et avon hakadoshim. Now explain to me, eiz avon hanoseh. Im avon pigul, arei kvar nemar lo yiratzeh. Avon notar, arei kvar nemar lo yechashev. Ayinu nasi al avon tuma shutra miklal v'tzibor. Okay, tell me what tuma. It's got to be tuma dam. What else is important for the ritzuri? I'm repubbled, maybe it's referring to Menachas. Let's talk about tumat kmatzi. Tashma, hin yisa ish psa kodesh b'chnaf kigdo. V'naga b'chnafal alechem, v'ala nezi, v'ala yayin, v'ala shemen, or kol ma'achal ha'yikdash. V'yanu ha'kohanim, v'yomru, lo. V'yom ha'rav, v'stav ish kohanim. No, midiutai mel rav, Rab mashkid beit mat b'chayetni, avo mashkid beit mat b'chayetni, including shemen v'yayin, of course, would be betami, abis min rabbanan, and Yosef ben Ezra was never referring to it.